This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. This time of year at our home near the banks of the Ojolote is usually when our vegetable garden kicks in. If the plants have survived howling dry winds and the heat of May and June, well, you know, when monsoon humidity comes to town, our garden perks up, and peppers and eggplants and tomatoes and squash beans and cucumbers, an amazing collection that we have that Ms. Mosquiti installs in our various beds. Well, all these plants go bonkers in productivity. Honestly, right now, I feel like I could live on tomato and cucumber sandwiches. And this is a good year in the cucumber department, confirming my love for all cucurbits, you know, plants in the cucurbitaceae, that gourd family, the melon family. Let's hear it for the cucurbs. I want to root for a team called the Fighting Cucurbs. Oh, yeah, besides the squash and cukes in the Mosquiti garden, all around us in our landscape, in our habitat, you'll find coyote gourd or buffalo gourd or that melon loco, that apodanthus. And those are wild, right? Those are wild. And we plant that wonderful gourd that everyone loves, Lagenaria, all the different shapes of gourds. Lagenaria has white flowers as opposed to the classic yellow of some of the other cucurbs. Oh, for a few years now, I've planted a sweet little cucurb called Lufa orpiculata that produces an abundance of prickly fruit that dry to small lufas, good for scrubbing eyelids and earlobes and in between your lover's toes. Yay for tiny lufa growing up into a tree or a shrub and dangling delicately as they dry on their stems. But meanwhile, in the garden, the squash are growing, and patty pans are so cute when small. Cute and tasty, I should say. But should one hide from your squash search, you'll find it later, looking like a spaceship on its way to Roswell, New Mexico. One afternoon, Ms. Mosquiti and I were picking some small gray squash. I pointed a small one, and Ms. Mosquiti said, "It probably needs another 15 minutes. Of course, this is a time of year when dinner is many different cooked forms of squash, when you might finally pull out that cookbook, 365 Uses for Zucchini, which sits waiting on the shelf until midsummer and finally goes back on the shelf in September, when the stem borers and squash bugs mercifully have taken over, though I may admit to reaching in and crushing one last squash bug just on general principle." Vegetable gardens are such a good example of plants that were once wild in a different form and over hundreds, if not thousands of years, have become what we eat and what we put in our garden. Wild tomatoes, think about it, corn, think of all sorts of things. You make the list. It's crazy. Just make a list from your vegetable garden. Where did those plants come from? Who took the first bite of the wild one and said, yum, and didn't die? Hey, I was in the hills above our home recently, above the grassland, up in the oaks and pines. Monsoon rain and our sky islands produce an abundance of wild flora. So I saw an interesting plant. It looked grass-like, but a central stalk had a purple flower atop, a flower that reminded me sort of an aster. "Ah, wow," I says. I figured it out a little later. It was a lactuca. Lactuca graminifolia, grass leaf lettuce. Lactuca is the genus of lettuce. And the two words, see how close the two words are, lactuca and lettuce? The common name comes from the scientific name. Wild lettuce is in the Sky Islands. Isn't that crazy? Lactuca refers to the milky substance. So like when your lettuce gets bitter or bolts, that milky substance. Lactuca, I read that there are close at least to 90 species of Lactuca around the northern hemisphere, annual, biennial, or perennial forms, all with milky sap. Garden lettuce is in its many sizes, shapes, and forms come from Lactuca sativa, which isn't known from the wild. It isn't known from the wild anymore. No. Probably because, I was thinking it's been around so long. So loose leaf lettuces, curly leafed, even iceberg, all come from Lactuca sativa. So, when we plant lettuce, we'll do some this fall and we'll probably do some later in the late winter, early spring. And we'll do that lettuce. That's the way we do lettuce in the uplands. In the low desert, you probably could do a marvelous lettuce patch in the winter. But anyway, remember, it's Lactuca sativa and related to one very wild grass leaf lettuce, Lactuca graminifolia, high in our sky islands. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.